Welcome to Ujjayi.com. Assam already has more than 4,400 kilometers of embankments, one of the longest embankment networks in the country. While embankments can keep water off cultivated land in the short term, they have serious drawbacks. They reduce the river's natural capacity to absorb floodwaters, give a false sense of security, and when they fail, the breach can be catastrophic. Moreover, they disrupt riparian ecosystems and block fish migration. Over time, sediments accumulate within the embanked channel, raising the riverbed above the surrounding floodplain, a phenomenon known as a perched river, similar to what has been observed in China's Yellow River. The ADB project therefore embraces newer, more ecologically sensitive approaches. Spur dikes and guide bunds are being introduced as river training structures that steer flow away from vulnerable banks. Biotechnical bank protection combines engineering with vegetation, bamboo, wetiver grass and other hardy plants to slow erosion while stabilizing the soil. Presentation, as mentioned, uses permeable installations to reduce water velocity and promote natural land building. Finally, an early warning system will integrate real-time flood forecasting from ISRO, that is the Indian Space Research Organization, with gauge data from the Central Water Commission and community-based alert mechanisms, ensuring that people receive timely warnings. Climate change adds another layer of urgency. The project explicitly incorporates projections from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's sixth assessment report released in 2022. Himalayan glaciers are losing mass at an accelerating pace, and peak meltwater flows are expected to rise through the middle of this century before declining as the glacier volume diminishes, a pattern known as peak water. Meanwhile, climate models forecast a 10 to 20% increase in extreme monsoon rainfall events over the Brahmaputra basin by 2050. The implications are not confined to India. The Brahmaputra's waters flow downstream into Bangladesh, joining the Jamuna Padma system. Thus, flood management in Assam has direct consequences for Bangladesh's flood risk, linking this initiative to broader transboundary water diplomacy. Now, let us situate the Asian Development Bank in the larger partnership context. Headquartered in Manila, the ADB is one of India's biggest multilateral development partners, with an active portfolio of $13 to $15 billion across transport, energy, water, and urban development. India is the ADB's largest borrower. The bank's mandate is to reduce poverty and promote sustainable development across Asia and the Pacific, a region that includes 68 member countries, 49 of which are in the Asia-Pacific. Since February 2025, the bank has been led by President Masato Konda. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the ADB's headquarters in Manila, its 68 members, the fact that India is its largest borrower, and the name of its president, Masato Konda. Keep in mind the Brahmaputra's sediment load of roughly 725 million tons per year, and the stark statistic that Assam accounts for about 10% of India's flood-affected area despite covering only 1.9% of the country's land. Also recall the National Disaster Management Authority's estimate of annual economic loss, 200 to 300 crore rupees, and the role of the Central Water Commission in flood forecasting. The 1950 Assam earthquake, magnitude 8.6, is a favorite mains GS1 fact for its impact on river morphology. For GS3, focus on disaster management strategies, climate change adaptation measures, and the role of multilateral financing in infrastructure development. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The new ADB loan is $182 million, extending the earlier $200 million Climate Resilient Brahmaputra Integrated Flood and Riverbank Erosion Risk Management Project. Together they total $382 million. Four additional high-priority river reaches will be covered, and 63.5 kilometers of riverbank protection structures are slated for construction. Proiltation measures and disaster-resilient embankments are the hallmark features of this phase. The Brahmaputra originates from the Chemayungdung Glacier in Tibet, known there as the Yalang Tsangpo, enters India through Arunachal Pradesh via the Dihang or Siang Gorge, becomes the Brahmaputra in Assam, and is called the Jamuna in Bangladesh. Its total length is about 2,900 kilometers, and its annual sediment load stands at roughly 725 million tons. The floodplain in Assam can be as wide as 10 kilometers. Assam's embankment network exceeds 4,400 kilometers. The National Disaster Management Authority estimates annual flood losses at 200 to 300 crore rupees. The 1950 earthquake, magnitude 8.6, dramatically altered the river's course. The IPCC AR6 report of 2022 warns of accelerating glacier melt in the Hindu Kush Himalayas, with peak meltwater expected mid-century. The Central Water Commission, under the Ministry of Jal Shakti, monitors flood forecasting, while the National Disaster Response Force deploys 16 battalions across the country, many of them active each flood season in Assam. Finally, Kaziranga National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the Brahmaputra floodplain, showcases an ecological marvel where rhinos swim to higher ground during floods. In closing, the ADB's massive investment in Brahmaputra flood management is not merely an engineering exercise, it is a test of how India can blend technology, ecology, and international cooperation to confront climate-driven challenges, safeguard livelihoods, and uphold its commitments to transboundary water stewardship. This initiative therefore sits at the intersection of disaster resilience, sustainable development and geopolitics, a perfect illustration of the complex issues that the UPSC exam expects you to master.